Texte numéro 53. How the protest at the Mexico City Olympics shook the world. On the 16th of October 1968, two black US athletes, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, stood on the podium at the Mexico City Olympics, heads bowed. They wore black socks with no shoes. Smith wore a black scarf around his neck. As the US national anthem played, they each raised a black-gloved hand in silent protest. Although no words were spoken, the moment was full of meaning. Smith, who had won gold in the 200 metres, setting a new world record, raised his right hand to represent black power. Bronze medalist Carlos raised his left fist to represent black unity. The Black Power Salute, as it came to be known, was a defiant statement against the systemic oppression of black people in the US and marked a defining moment in the history of civil rights activism. But their use of it came at great personal cost to the athletes involved. Within hours, they were condemned by the International Olympic Committee. 2 days later, they were suspended from the US team and sent home. It was a year of intense political and social turmoil. The Vietnam War and the anti-war movement were in full swing, and the civil rights movement had made the struggle for racial equality one of the defining issues of the era. In April, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had been murdered by a white gunman in Memphis, and presidential candidate Robert Kennedy was assassinated 2 months later. Many black athletes felt a deep sense of anger and frustration at the injustices they were facing every day. Sport was one of the few areas where the ability of the individual could triumph over the barriers faced by black Americans, Smith explains. The black athlete has grown to know that the body could be a springboard to success, because in athletics, especially track and field, nobody can say you are no good. The only person who can say that is the clock, he says. Despite the hardships he endured, Smith continued to speak out for social justice and equality. He completed a master's degree in sociology and moved into teaching and athletics coaching, becoming a prominent advocate for racial equality in sport and society. In 2008, Smith and Carlos were honoured with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, which is presented annually to individuals whose contributions transcend sports. US President Barack Obama said of the pair, "Their powerful silent protest was controversial, but it woke folks up and created greater opportunity for those that followed." When asked by BBC if he regretted the salute, Smith said, "The only regret was that it had to be done." Adapted from bbc.com, October 2023.